up.
Stop what you're doing. Here is another world famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Nice.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
Okay, quick question. When you go on holiday, are you a Airbnb person? Just outright go and book a hotel person? A timeshare person? There's timeshare that's been handed down from generation to generation in the family. Caravan person.
Everything but the caravan.
Do you know caravans are booming again? I know a guy who makes caravans. They're a company that makes caravans. Business has never been better. They can't make enough caravans.
Wow.
You can understand that, though. It's a bit of solitude with a caravan.
Yeah.
Get your own space.
Yeah, people are back into caravanning.
Hit the open road.
But also the caravans that they're making, right, like these days, I mean, it's glam. And it's very expensive.
Well, no, 100%.
It's not your grandpa's caravan.
Yeah.
The four-berth Jergens. The Jergens caravan. Remember that old dirty thing? With those little sponge mattresses. They were gross. The gypsy caravan. And it always looked like it was never going to make the journey.
But somehow it always did.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
And those curtains. Whenever I see a caravan on the road, I look at the curtains. Those dusty old lace things that have wheeled the caravan out now since the last December holiday.
Hasn't seen a washing machine once in its life.
And then, like, you were plush. You were minted if your caravan had a toilet. And you didn't have to use the caravan's ablution block, caravan park's ablutions.
Yeah.
Yours had a toilet. Can you think of anything more gross?
It was all part of the adventure, no?
Oof. A mate of mine that even had a shower in their caravan.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, there were those fancy families.
Then you were starving.
We got a 6-berth. Jerkins.
There's levels to this caravan game.
Yeah, you know, the kitchen folds up into a double bed.
Yeah.
It's like magic.
Yeah.
Why are you asking us about caravans?
No. You were just saying you wouldn't do caravans. But this guy, so now timeshares, you know how it works. You still buy a lot of timeshares. Yeah. A lot of timeshare companies, and they're still making a living. They're still phoning you up and they're still inviting you to these seminars to entice you to buy 1 week at Sun City or 1 week that's interchangeable with somebody that has another week somewhere else. Because you've got 1 week at Sun City. I went last year. You've got a week at Montague. Would you like to switch?
Montague?
You know, that's timeshare.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy's... He's been getting harassed by this timeshare company. Because you know they always invite you to the seminar and they always entice you with prizes.
Mm.
You can win this. But the chances of you winning that prize is like zero. Mm. It's from fridges. Even now cars. This guy's been offered a car prize to come in to the timeshare seminar. They just want to get you there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the very skilled salesman knows he's going to turn you to buy at least 1 week's timeshare.
Mm.
So now the wife is in on this. She's the one that picks up the phone, and then she's going to hand the phone. So now I'm going in now when this guy's already been arrested for a month.
All right.
Them trying to flog his timeshare. So here we go.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Hngeshlo.
Oh, my word. You know what? Can you actually just hold a second for me? I've got somebody who wants to speak to you.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking to?
It's Aldi.
I just wanted to inform you of the fantastic news about you being in the draw for the Jeep Cherokee.
Okay, we're not interested in this because it is timeshare. We're not interested in this stuff.
It's not timeshare.
It's a that's in brand.
Yes.
Okay, we're not interested. Delete this number from your system.
Oh, are you driving at the moment or is your wife driving?
My wife is driving.
Okay, well then clearly you don't have a car. You need a Jeep Cherokee.
Definitely no, I'm not going to win it. So that's the point.
It's a draw. You're one of a handful of people that are in the draw.
No, Yeah, because you guys are f***ing wasting my money. It's my fuel that I must drive out all for nothing.
50 Rand. Why, what? It can't be more
I'm not interested in this thing. Just delete this number from your system. Mm.
You will come there. We'll give you some orange juice and biscuits upon arrival.
Yeah.
That's free. We won't even charge you for that. Okay, what happens is you have the draw for everybody that's entered on the day. Then we have a, another draw where we put all the seven people from the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Then we will draw one of those seven.
Yeah.
Then we put you into another draw where there's one of four people, the week one, two, three, and four of the month.
Yes.
Sorry, you must be in bad signal area there.
I'll find your boss and ask him nicely to take the f***ing telephone number off your system.
Well, what was the last thing you heard me say?
Yes, I'm not interested. I can't go sit there till 9 o'clock in the afternoon and come back with the two little children. That's my first point.
When do you get 9 o'clock in an afternoon?
Pardon?
How do you get 9 o'clock in an afternoon?
Because I won't be able to get there.
No, and you don't get 7 o'clock in the afternoon either. What I'm saying is you get 9 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock at night.
Okay, 9 o'clock at night. That is the f***ing point then. Just put the phone down and delete this number. I will go to and see a lawyer.
If it makes it better for you, then you can come at 10 o'clock in the afternoon.
I promise you, I will go to court, I will get a lawyer, and I will put this stuff in the newspapers.
Okay, look, I know you won't, all right? Okay, we hear that all the time.
No, you won't.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Sorry, yes. We got cut off there again. I don't know what happens. Your phone keeps dropping out.
No, it's not. It's not I saw my press it down like I'm going to do now again.
Can you just stay in one place?
I switched it. I'm going to switch the phone off now. Thank you, bye.
Can you just stay in one place? Don't move. Don't move.
What is your name?
Okay, don't move. We've got perfect signal now.
What is your name?
Harold.
Harold.
Okay, Albie. So as I was saying, all right.
Okay. What is the name of your company? You don't understand. What is the name of your company?
As I was saying, all right. After week four.
Week four, man. For f***'s sake.
You go into the draw with all the monthly winners.
What is your company's name?
Okay, that's perfect signal. That's perfect. Don't move. Stand
still. Perfect's a moor, man.
Stay right there.
Leicester. What is your company's name?
Okay, so I can't understand what you're saying.
Okay, sit die f***ing phone neer, want jy sal met my in Afrikaans praat.
Can you speak English?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Chris. Where do you call from?
That's pathetic. I know it's you, Albie.
Yes.
Okay, that signal sounds perfect. I'll see you out of the car. Sorry?
Give me your company's name, please.
It's World Connect.
World Connect.
Okay, so as I was saying...
You will definitely hear from a lawyer. What's your surname?
I don't have one.
Oh, you don't have one?
No. Okay.
It doesn't matter. World Connect will f***ing hear from me. Don't you worry.
Okay, so after 4 weeks, all right, then we're going to the other draw. Okay, what else do you need to know?
I don't need to know nothing.
Okay, maybe you need to know that your wife, Renelle, has set you up with a whackhead phone prank.
Whackhead, yo, blikso. Whackhead. You know how many times these f***ing people phone me now?
Hello? It's Chris!
You made him do that.
That was a desperate man.
What's his name? Harold. Harold is, if Duck Ho was a person.
Oh, Harold.
What is Duck Ho?
Like keeping
non-stop.
On nonstop.
100%, my man. I got to make a sale.